This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Riley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-Boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. This is real. This is not a recording. I'm back.
I'm back, baby. You're back. You sound like George Costanza. That was his famous line.
Or Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I'm back, baby. That was George Costanza's favorite line.
Well, this voice that you've been missing, I'm sure everybody has been really sad.
I've had people ask me when you were coming back.
Were they really sad? Oh, distraught?
Distraught.
Well, the good thing is we had the best of, and so it gave people a little sample.
Yeah.
Steve, did you miss me?
Oh, sure. Wait, you were gone?
Yeah, I know. Barely. I have a feeling that you sat around and something would pop into your head and you go, oh, I got to go tell Jim.
Well, I texted you a few times while you were gone to kind of keep you.
Yeah, you said, hey, man, miss you. just once a day at about 10:30 p.m. Hey, man, miss you. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
I did enjoy my vacation.
Good.
Got to make a little trip down to Arkansas.
Was it a state of depression? Because you were there right after
bummed.
You were there right after the World Series debacle.
That's what the mayor asked me this morning. He said, "How are the people there?" And I said, oh, "They were hurting." We went to a little restaurant in a town called Jesseville, which would be like half the size of Galva.
Okay.
But they have this awesome restaurant that's called the Shack. You get a good burger there. I think I had a chicken fried steak.
There you go.
And there were some people in there, and you could hear the rumblings going, man, I wish they could have done it. There was a guy that said, man, if only they had caught that ball. They lost all the momentum when they didn't catch that ball. If they had just caught it, I think they would have won the whole thing.
Well, they would have won. Yeah, they would have won the whole thing.
You think?
Yeah.
So, yeah, people were a little bit bummed. I was telling you, I was hoping I could get down there and go to a parade. No parade.
They didn't parade for you? For being in Arkansas?
They should have.
Well.
Yeah, I did not get to go to a parade.
Okay, how many days were you in Arkansas?
Let's see, I got down there on Friday night, went down to the wonderful city of Hot Springs. You know much about Hot Springs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Used to have a lot of bathhouses. That's where my grandma lives.
Okay.
Shout out to grandmother.
There you go.
Went down, saw her for a day, came back on Sunday, went to Northwest Arkansas, was there until Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Then went back to Kansas City, had a great visit, and got to catch up with one of my old baseball coaches from when I was growing up, and enjoyed a couple of beers with him.
There you go.
Fun weekend there.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did I do? Anything else important?
Did you play any golf at all?
I did play a little golf. Had a pretty good round.
Okay.
At the Overland Park Golf Course.
There you go.
I think you could really light it up there, Steve.
Well, I hope so.
Your style, of course.
My
shot
game
84, 42, 42.
My game hasn't been very good until yesterday, and then yesterday I caught fire for some reason.
I got it figured out, though.
Well, I got it figured out when it doesn't matter, once all the tournaments are over.
Well, I've got one more little vacation in me coming up this weekend, and I'll be going to the Sin City. Viva.
That's
going to
be a quick trip, though, isn't it?
It's going to be a very quick trip. Bachelor party. Leaving on Friday afternoon, coming back Sunday afternoon.
Woo!
It's the perfect amount of time, though, in the Sin City.
Whirlwind.
Oh, it's going to be great. But then after that...
Well, Vegas will be busy, because isn't that where the World Series of Poker is going on right now?
It might be going on right now.
Yeah, I think they're still going.
Plus NBA Summer League, going to check that out a little bit. But once I get back from Vegas, we are locking it in.
Yeah.
We are getting close to the beginning of August, and when you get to the beginning of August... the sports season for people like us begins.
Oh, it's already begun for me. I've been doing stories. In fact, I've got all my stories for Heston for the magazine already done. Their coaches jumped all over my questionnaires, and all of them are. And man, is Heston going to have an amazing year? It could be the fall of the Swather. I'm telling you,
it was the year of the Bullpups last year. The fall of the Swather.
Their football team is going to be unreal. Their tennis coach just sent me his information. They were second in the state last year, and they have four of their top five back
there
that made state. Their volleyball team was third in the state last year. They've got a bunch of people back on that. And I was trying to think what their other sport is. Oh, cross country. They've got almost all their kids back from a boys team that made state. So
no gymnastics?
No gymnastics.
No swimming?
No.
Okay.
No.
No archery?
I think four sports in the fall is enough for a school Heston size.
Yeah. Well, Steve, first off, before we dive into a couple of topics that will fit in here, we got to go over some things that we missed and that we didn't get to talk about while I was gone. And I think the biggest thing that I want to dive into a little bit more in-depth later, NBA free agency. And in particular, the moment that changed NBA free agency. We knew it was coming.
The King.
Had a pretty good feeling that he would be making his way out west. But LeBron James is now a Laker.
Yeah, and boy, has there
been... You've got your purple shirt on to commemorate it.
There's been a lot of movement in the last week in the free agency. The one that really surprises me is, where's Carmelo going to go?
Carmelo.
Does it really matter where Carmelo goes anymore? He's just not really a factor, I don't think.
As a Thunder fan, I kind of want to get him out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was taking up an awful lot of cap space for very little production.
Speaking of the Thunder, Paul George coming back.
Yeah.
Whenever I got that update, I was pretty surprised, especially since it happened like the first minute of NBA free agency.
I just don't know where I stand on Paul George. I just, you know...
PG-13?
Yeah, he had that one really good run in the playoffs 2 years ago. He really didn't have a very good year, I didn't think, for Oklahoma City. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed like
it wasn't phenomenal.
It seemed like the game... Well, for all the money he allegedly is going... Well, he's going to make $137 million, I think, for 4 years.
It's a pretty good deal.
He needs to step it up more than what he did last year.
That was a big one. And then the one that really had some ripples, DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie.
Yeah, I did a column.
Golden State Warriors.
I did a column on that while you're gone. I mean,
five All-Stars on one.
The thing about Boogie
roster
is now it sounds like he may not play till February. But,
well, right.
But who really cares about the NBA until March? I don't.
Well, you don't care about the NBA until May.
But I've watched it more. I watched it more last year, and I've watched it a long time.
I'm telling you, the NBA is starting to become so captivating that there's so many stars. And that's the thing that I really like about the NBA. You get to watch superstars all the time, where the MLB, yeah, you can watch Mike Trout, but he only bats like four times a game.
But you know, friend of the show, Pistol, he's down on the NBA now. He doesn't like all this super team stuff. He told me that. That's a hot take, by the way.
Well, to be fair, the Lakers are not much of a super team. The Rockets, eh. The Warriors, yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're going to be very good.
Yeah, it's the Warriors and everybody else. I mean, anybody that bets on anybody other than Golden State, as I say to some of the guys I play golf with, you must be mad at your money.
The thing that we'll be talking about, I have a feeling, in 9 months, 8 months, once we're getting closer to the finish of the NBA regular season, the thing that's going to be so important in that Western Conference is we're pretty sure the top three teams in the West will consist of Golden State, Houston, and the Lakers. So we're pretty sure those three teams will for sure be in the top four.
Right.
Is that a safe bet?
That's, yeah.
So the other question is, how do you find a way to get matched up with the other team
right
in the semifinals? So right. Let's say Golden State's the one, Houston two, Lakers three. Whoever gets that, it's a break for the Lakers and the Rockets because they don't have to play Golden State first. But if you get a little mix-up in there, or if Golden State is like a two seed, then you want to be the four seed.
Well, getting back to the Lakers for 1 minute, they made some awful strange moves.
You're not a Lance Stephenson fan?
I'm not a Lance Stephenson fan at all. And then what was...
What about JaVale McGee?
I guess he's going to be an enforcer. Is that what he's...
What about Rajon Rondo?
Rajon Rondo has to have the ball. That I don't see how that works. Now, they were, I think, weren't they at Cleveland together for a little while? I can't remember if they were or not.
I don't think so.
Rondo's played with everybody, so... But those are two guys that have to dominate the ball, and that just doesn't seem like it worked to me.
We'll talk about that a little bit later on at the end of the show. In the next segment, we'll talk about this. We'll hint at it for you. Jeff Long, the new athletic director at the University of Kansas.
Big news.
I told you during the College World Series that whenever Arkansas has a big moment, that I'm always the person that people text because not that many people I know anybody else that's an Arkansas fan. And so I got about 10 texts within an hour of that news breaking going, Jeff Long, what do you think? Is it a good hire? We'll give you my analysis here in our next segment. How about the kids trapped in the cave in Thailand? You follow that much?
I have, and that is just a heartbreaking story.
I think they've got 9 of them out.
Is it 9 now?
I saw 9 are out.
I saw 8 were out, so maybe it's 8 players, but the coach is still in there. So
I imagine the coach is still in there.
I think it's 4 players and the coach are still left.
I've been learning a little bit about that, and it's been really strange to learn more because apparently they were just on a little field trip hanging out in the cave, then they got flooded in. The water started roaring in.
Yes. Yeah,
and they're kind of in the monsoon season right now.
Right.
And so they had the thing that's interesting is they have this cave mapped out. Like they have it on GPS and they can put it up on the computer.
They're like 2 miles into the cave.
They're a long way in.
Man. That is just such a heartbreaking story. And I mean, you know, everybody should be praying for those. As long as they've been in there, it's a miracle.
They've been in there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a miracle they're still alive.
Well, I think they've been sending in some food.
They have,
and
but it took a while, you know, just to get them. It was like a week before they got them some food, though.
Can you imagine sitting in a cave for like 5 days, nobody knowing where you're at?
Well, I sit in my office for 5 days.
Yeah, but you can't eat.
I have no windows and people, you know, don't.
You don't sit in the darkness.
No.
I'd imagine the first couple of days you could play some games and at least try to have fun. I wouldn't think there's a lot of fun after day 5.
I don't think there's a lot of fun after 20 minutes. Seriously.
I have a feeling you would not enjoy that.
I would not enjoy that, no.
I think I could go for like a day of it. After that, I'd start to get real nervous.
No, I just wouldn't want to be there.
I'm just hoping that they can find a way to get everybody out. I was reading something that was talking about how if they don't get them out real soon, that there's this next wave of weather that's coming in.
Yeah.
That will put so much water into that thing that they'll be fine. They'll be safe.
Elon Musk is sending them some kind of miniature submarine or something.
Well, I think the ways they have to get in there, I think they're just really narrow.
Yeah.
And so I think it's hard to navigate.
Yeah, and you just wonder how they can keep oxygen going to them. That's the big concern is the oxygen.
And then the other thing that I missed, while I was gone, Steve, the Royals were a whopping 0-9.
Yeah.
Man, it's a rough week for the Royals.
We were just talking off before we came in, and I said the record for the worst team in modern time is 36. That was in a 154-game season.
What year was that?
It was a long time ago. I think – now, Detroit one year in the modern time.
It was like 03.
2003 it was. I looked that up. 43-119.
And that was a bad team.
And it was like – 3 or 4 years later, they were almost in the World Series.
2006, they were in the World Series.
Yeah, okay.
Against your Redbirds.
Yeah, against... Well, that couldn't have gone well for the Redbirds, so...
They won.
Oh, did they win that year?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember.
Just so many to count for.
So many, so many for the Redbirds. But you know, 36-117 was the record.
That's hard to do.
And the Royals have 25 wins, so they've got to win 11 more, you know, to...
And they got 25. What are they, 25 and 64?
But they
got
to get to that 40. To me, the modern record is Detroit with 43. The Mets, the Amazons, back in 62 were 40-120.
Ugh.
Yeah. So that was Casey Stengel. In fact, I just read that book about the Amazing Mets here not too long ago.
So it's been a rough go for the Royals. I guess the promising news that popped up later last night, Salvador Perez named an All-Star for the 6th straight year. And there is a very small list of catchers that have made 6 consecutive All-Star games. So, very cool for him. Was he deserving? Not at all. He's
batting
horrible.
.211. He's driven in 4 runs in the last 5 weeks. Yeah. Alex Gordon, if Alex Gordon, by the way, does not drive in a run today against Minnesota, he will have completed 1 month without an RBI.
Man, that's bad.
He has been on 15 RBIs since June 10th.
Ugh. It's bad.
But what do you do? I mean, he's owed $16 or $18 million next year. It's last year of his contract. They're not going to eat $18 or $16 million. There's no way. You'd think that Alex Gordon would kind of say, you know, I have really stunk. And
remember when Gil Mesh did that?
He gave back $11 million. he gave the entire $11 million for his last. He retired and says, you don't have to pay me that last year of my contract.
Gil Mesh, what a guy.
God, I thought he was going to be good for it.
That was a big-time signing.
It was. $55 million for 5 years. And I think the best year he had, he won like nine.
Those were some really fun days for the Royals.
Well, they're in those fun days now.
Oh, man.
Man, you watch him now, and it is Keystone Cops. It's just, they can't hit. They can't pitch. Two of their starting pitchers are now on the DL.
Jason Hamill to the bullpen.
I haven't heard that happen yesterday. That happened yesterday. Okay, I was playing golf. So who's left in the rotation? Phil Meyer.
Birch Smith.
Trevor Oakes.
Duffy's on the DL.
Duffy's on the DL.
Or maybe I'm crazy.
Junis won on the DL. Yeah, Junis.
So Danny Duffy's still around. But
yeah, I think he throws today, in fact.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So they went 0-9 in their last nine games. I believe they've lost 27 of 31.
20 of the last 23. This is their third nine-game losing streak of the year.
That's hard to do.
And the thing is, the fans still come out and support them, and I think that's just great. I just think that's you know, they can't help it that they're this bad. They just don't have a lot of talent. And then Moustakas, he'll be traded here in the next couple weeks. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah.
He won't be back, so they're going to trade him. And now there's talk with Merrifield, who I thought should have been their all-star.
Yeah, he probably should
303, 16 stolen bases. I mean,
that or Mike Moustakas.
Yeah.
So,
well, they were worried that Moustakas would get traded during the All-Star game and
never show back up.
He'd be wearing his Royals uniform. And when the Yankees trade, the Yankees are going to trade for him. I think you can just set that in stone right now. The Yankees will trade for him. So, you know, you wouldn't want to see him start one inning with a Royals uniform, the next inning come out with a Yankees uniform.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be something.
Well, I guess I'm trying to remember the uniforms. They all wear a different hat.
Yeah, I think they have their own. I think they have a uniform. Then they have like those like brown uniforms one year, or mustard uniform.
When they were in Miami last year, I think they were all over the
place.
Kind of
like Padres. They were kind of Padres like. Boy, is that the most boring team in baseball.
It's like St. Bonaventure's colors.
Yeah.
The Bonnies.
Yep.
Brown and yellow.
Ugh. Yeah.
Well, Steve, let's take our first break. It's good to be back. When we come back, we want to talk about the new athletic director at KU and what this means for Jayhawk fans, for K-State fans, to know what's going to be going on at the University of Kansas over the next couple of years and what this hire means for them. We'll do that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, or for those of you listening at midkansasonline.com. Good to be back. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell.
Let's hope the people are happy. Grandpa Danny.
Either that or they are really upset.
I'll bet Grandpa Danny's happy.
We got a week away from those idiots, and now they're back.
Yeah.
And even dumber than before.
Oh, yeah.
Lost some brain cells.
Two boxes of rocks.
Well, Steve, one of the bigger things that popped up over the week that I was gone, and that is something that I kind of consider myself to be an expert on, was the University of Kansas, remember, they fired their athletic director, Shane Zanger. Was that in early June, or was that in early May?
It was in early June, and Zanger is now helping coach football, I think, at Free State.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's probably collecting about $2 million in severance pay, so needs something to fill his time.
The University of Kansas decided to go with Jeff Long, who is the former athletic director of my Arkansas Razorbacks.
And why did he get fired? Was it just because football bottomed out?
It was mainly a Brett Bielema thing.
Yeah.
That, if you remember correctly, going back into November of last year, Arkansas was 4-6. There were a lot of rumblings throughout the state saying, oh, they need to fire Brett Bielema. And Jeff Long was standing behind him, and he was saying, look, I'm not going to fire him.
Yeah.
And so the University of Arkansas said, well, we're going to fire you.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, after Arkansas plays Missouri, walking off the field, they fire Brett Bielema.
Yeah. That wasn't handled very well.
It was interesting. But so Jeff Long has been a free agent, essentially, for the last 7 months. And the thing that I've been telling a lot of KU fans is Jeff Long was the best available hire. You hear that phrase when it comes to the NBA draft, the NFL draft, get the best available.
Right.
And Jeff Long is the best available. Not only from he's not in a place that you have to buy him out or anything, but Jeff Long, I think, is going to do a really good job at the University of Kansas. And one of the things I've been telling him is, or telling people is, that the thing I like about him is that he brings a lot of
professionalism.
Yes. You hit the word, but I lost it for a minute, but that's what he does.
Well, he has the respect. I mean,
throughout the country.
Joe Castiglione down at OU said it was a great hire, and I have a lot of respect for him.
And he served under him.
Yeah, I had a lot of respect, and he's been at other places.
University of Pittsburgh, he was the AD there, and remember while he was at Arkansas, he was the college football playoff chairman.
Exactly.
For the initial one.
And that tells you that he's got a little pull.
And the thing that everybody knows is going to happen in Lawrence is Jeff Long is not there to control the basketball team.
He's there for one thing.
He's not there to control the volleyball team, the baseball team, track and field. Jeff Long is there
for
to get this football thing going.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Long made two smash hit hires while at Arkansas. Both of them ended up being really weird, and they didn't play out all that well. But the thing you have to remember is, when he made these hires, they were huge.
Yeah.
Bobby Petrino, he yanked him out of the NFL.
Yeah.
And the 2 years before, Petrino had a little joyride on his motorcycle throughout Northwest Arkansas with the graduate assistant.
Yeah.
He won 21 games.
Right.
So he got Arkansas into the top five.
He could coach. He was just a Looney Tune.
He was an interesting cat, but Jeff Long made that hire. Then they went to the John L. Smith experiment.
Yeah.
And the thing you have to remember with that too, Steve, that people are ripping that. That Arkansas team was like number four in the preseason. People were expecting them to play for a national championship. And so all they needed was just somebody. And John L. Smith just turned out to be a disaster.
And wasn't he at Michigan State?
He was there for a little bit. And he had already taken another head coaching job and then came back.
Yeah.
That went bad. Then he hires Brett Bielema after winning three Big Ten championships.
And everybody thought that was a great hire.
It was.
I mean, he was getting praises sung to the highest heavens for that hire. And I thought it was a great hire.
It was.
Because Bielema had been, look at his pedigree. I mean, he dominated the Big Ten, Big Ten.
So now, KU fans are saying, okay, so what's he going to do? How's he going to make this hire? You have to remember, there's still a football coach there right now that they have to worry about, and David Beatty.
LD.
And people are pretty sure that it might not be long before David Beatty gets the axe.
Well, Tom Keegan wrote, you know, he could be gone. If they don't beat Nichols State, he could be gone after that game.
if they don't beat Nichols State, they're in some trouble.
Yeah, Keegan doesn't get along with the KU, you know, people very well right now. He's the sports editor at Lawrence and quite outspoken. But the football thing, first thing they do, they got to get people in the stands.
Right.
I mean, you got to get people in the stands.
And they've got this Memorial Stadium renovation that they're trying to work on, too.
Right.
And that's one thing everybody likes about Jeff Long, is that he was a very good fundraiser while he was at Arkansas. They've made a lot of improvements on the stadiums, and they've been in the middle of this huge renovation at Razorback Stadium. And so people see that Jeff Long can get football coaches. He gets football. He was a football coach. And he can fundraise.
Yeah.
And so they're not worried about basketball. What they need Jeff Long to do is to find somebody that can get this football program going in the right direction, because it could be a while if he doesn't.
And the name that keeps getting thrown around is Brady Hoke, who was at Michigan for a while.
Is he the fat guy?
Well, I don't know about that. But
large man?
Yeah. But the thing, they've already had Mangino. They don't.
That's the fat guy.
Brady's not like Mangino. But the thing is, Brady Hoke and Jeff Long, I think they like coached together or played together or something. There's a thread there that that binds them. But they've got to get. We all know David Beatty isn't going to get done. David Beatty's not going to last the year. You love his passion for the program.
He would be a great recruiting coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. But the guy, his teams have been a disaster. They haven't been competitive. They're not athletic. And I hate to use that term because Jay Billis uses that term all the time.
Athleticism.
Yeah, athleticism.
Strength.
Yeah, athleticism. But the fact of the matter is they're light years behind everybody in the Big 12. And what hurts is that Matt Campbell at Iowa State took over. He and Beatty started, the same year. And Iowa State was number 14 in the country at one time last year.
And beat OU,
yeah.
So that was the hire that KU made. It'll be interesting to see how this college football season begins and what KU does. I mean, heck, even if they win three games, he's probably still going to get fired.
KU fans would take three games right now.
They've won three in the last 3 years.
And the good news is they return almost their entire starting team. The bad news is
it's just a bad starting team.
Yeah, it's a bad starting team.
All right, Steve, let's take our final break. When we come back, one last look at the NBA free agency and try to catch everybody back up to speed and talk about L.A. Bron. LeBron. You get it?
Yeah.
All right, we're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell, back in the saddle again. I should have played that song. You like that song?
Back in the saddle. It's like Gene Autry, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe a cover of it.
Oh, okay.
More upbeat.
Oh.
A little more REO Speedwagon style than Gene Autry.
Yeah, singing cowboy.
Not quite as
Used to own the Angels.
Not quite as much Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
If you can catch my drift. Well, Speaking of the Angels and the state of California and the city of L.A.
The city of Angels.
With LeBron James. What do you think the Lakers' ceiling is now that they have acquired LeBron James?
45 wins.
Wow.
I'm saying 45 is the best they can do.
Well, let me rephrase that. Postseason. What's their ceiling this year?
First round. They'll win the first round, and that's it.
And then get to that semifinal matchup against Houston or Golden State or
Oak City.
Whoever the other team could be. It could be Utah.
It just depends. Yeah, it just
could
depends.
Could be Portland. Could be the Pelicans.
It just depends if they make – surely they're going to make a few more moves. They're bound to. Kawhi Leonard is the guy out there that, that's what, everyone's wondering is what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard just because he's been so weird.
And Michelle Beadle destroyed him on their TV show. Yeah. Or Get Up or Get On or Get After It or whatever.
I think it's called Get Up.
Get Up. She just, and Beadle's a big.
She's a big Spurs fan.
Big Spurs fan. She's from San Antonio. And she says, I'm so over this dude. San Antonio's so over this dude. Get the dude out of here. So she ripped him. But who really cares what she thinks, to be honest?
It's pretty interesting to see the way the Western Conference, if it wasn't already before, is just so superior to the Eastern Conference. I saw a graphic of like the top 15 NBA players, and like 14 of them
I think
were in the Western
Boston's
Conference.
The only team that in the East.
Philly.
Yeah, if they, they've got I think they overachieved. I think I look for them.
Toronto won 65 games or something last year.
They're going to fall back. They're
without Dwayne Casey, coach of the year.
Yeah. They had the awards ceremony and he'd been fired like 3 days before.
He's just an independent.
Well, Detroit hired him, so
right.
Detroit had just picked him up. So he says something like, "Yeah, it's not often a coach gets fired and gets this honor." So poor guy.
It was a little weird. You look at that Western Conference. We rattled off some of the names. The Lakers, the Warriors, the Rockets, the Pelicans, the Spurs.
Yeah.
If they get Kawhi Leonard back and he plays, you've got the Spurs, the Thunder, the Jazz, the Trailblazers.
The Suns with DeAndre Ayton.
And Josh Jackson.
And Josh Jackson shaved all
and
his...
Booker.
He shaved all his hair. Did you see Josh Jackson with the
I haven't.
He's got the closely... About as long as your hair now.
Ooh.
Yeah, he looks like a different dude.
We go to the same barber, I bet.
Well, probably.
So, the Western Conference, whoever's going to be like that 9 seed, they are going to have to work hard to get into the postseason while the 9 seed in the Eastern Conference or the 8 seed...
45 wins in the West might not get you in.
Oh, it might not.
Yeah.
While
there's
going to
be
about 26 wins could get you in.
There's
going to
be 6 teams in the West that probably win 50.
I'm going to go with 32 games. Somebody's going to win 32 on the Eastern side and make it in.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And play Boston or Philly.
Yeah.
So, Steve, as we look ahead to what's coming up for us this week, what's coming up as we get into August, we're excited because, you know, that sports season is starting to roll around the corner.
And yeah.
And I will be all over the place this fall.
And I just finished up putting a topper on for the magazine, our announcing schedule. You'd sent that to me, so I put kind of a topping to
it's
that.
It's real
story.
Long over there. Well, yeah. It was there.
Yeah, I put a
now
topping
in there.
Yeah, I put a topping onto that schedule, and we're on the air a lot in the fall.
It starts early too.
And volleyball, we have volleyball. Coach Doyle, she'll be pleased about that.
We're excited about that.
Oh yeah,
a lot of soccer.
Yeah,
a lot of football.
Oh yeah,
a lot of football.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. We'll wrap up today's show for the rest of the week because of the auction. Be expecting us on to be a little bit later than normal. I remember there was once during the winter auction that we went on at about 12:53.
Yeah.
So probably not quite that long, but be expecting maybe a little bit later just because of the auction. And, of course, get in there and bid.
Yeah,
I think
bid it up.
I think you've got a Kanaki's gift card written with your name on
you
it.
Think?
You're going to go buy it.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the list, but I'm sure.
I think you'll buy something.
There's a Martinelli's, I think.
There is a Martinelli's.
You know me. I'm Italian, so.
That is for you. All right, we wrap up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.